Predators last night, 5-2 winners at Vegas. Kyle Turris, Colton Sissons, Kali Yarncrook, Forsberg, his fifth, and then Bonino. By the way, Forsberg has scored a point in all six games so far as the Preds have started 4-2. That ties the franchise best start of
with?
Points. My buddy, Marek Zidlicky.
Yes, you got it.
I know, my buddy, Marek
Zidlicky. That's great.
Oh, yeah, I was ready for you.
All right, good.
Pekka, 33 saves. He's 4-0 thus far. Of course, tomorrow night, Arizona, and then Saturday, back home against Florida.
Let me give you a quick one right here, fellas, before we talk about last night's game. The game-winning goals by the Nashville Predators this season. You ready for this list? Watson, Turris, Ekholm, Yarncrook. You talk about where's the depth scoring going to come from this season? Well, right there, I just gave you three out of those four guys you don't expect to be scoring a whole hell of a lot. So absolutely outstanding for Yarncrook to get that game winner last night. Since being moved up to the first line, he is in these three games. He has a goal and three assists, 4 points. Now, the experiment should continue through Arizona and maybe even through the next couple of games. If Kali Yarncrook continues to average more than a point per game, everybody needs to stop trashing the move and start embracing it, because since he's been put up on that first line with Johansson Arvidsson, he's skating very well. Maybe the best he's skated in a while, and he's contributing on the offensive side of things. Duchesne, no points last night. I guess that guy's just a bum and they never should have signed him and brought him in. The Predators, though, this is a big time win. Vegas is a good team. They're a big, strong, physical team. They play good hockey at home. And the Preds defense last night, after being run around a little bit in the first, they really stepped up in the second and the third. They delivered a combined 18 hits between the six defensemen. Oh, and you also had two of those D-men mixing it up. Ham Hughes, Patchy, already late. And for those who might have missed it, don't worry, his face is okay. But Roman Josi engaging with Mark Stone there right on top of the crease. Maybe the most shocking fight you'll see this entire season. Very much unexpected, but Josi was very unhappy with taking a high stick and it not being called, and he decided to take care of business himself. Not a pretty fight, but a pretty man. They went to the box. This is a big-time win for the Nashville Predators. Their only trip out to Las Vegas this regular season, and it's a big one to come home with. Now 1-1 on the road trip. Go to Arizona, win it. You've taken four out of a possible 6 points. And Pekka Rinne, big-time saves in big-time situations and incredibly timely. Guys, that's win number 345 for Pekka Rinne's career. So inching towards win number 350 with his 2 years left. If he averages 30 wins a season like he has been able to do for most of his career, he will finish with 400 career wins, meaning he will be one of only 13 NHL goaltenders to ever accomplish that statistical feat. Just something for you to ponder in your noodle for a minute there.